So today is a little non-schedule session. I will make only one small inspiration today. I did not prepare myself so well because I thought we will not have it, but still I have a little something to share. Today we will do the verse 6 of the Shikshtashtakam. For those who know, you can sing with me. Nayanam Galada Shudaraya Vadanam gadgada rudgaya chira pulake nichitam vapukada tava nama grahane bhavishyati. O my dear Lord, when will my eyes be beautified by filling with tears that constantly glide down as I chant the holy name? When will my voice falter and all the hairs on my body stand erect in transcendental happiness as I chant your holy name? So in that verse we have a very deep mood of longing, a mood of eagerness. When will that happen, that those symptoms, those ecstatic symptoms will come as I'm chanting the holy name? One could ask, but we are not supposed to pray for that. We want unalloyed devotional service. Why should we pray for receiving ecstasy or things like this? And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a commentary on that verse when he speak about that here. Oh, where did I put that now? Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, without love of Godhead, my life is useless. Therefore, I pray that you accept me as your servant and give me the salary of ecstatic love. It's interesting to see how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying. Now, how much do we have faith that will happen when we chant our japa? How many times we chant japa with that expectation of feeling those symptoms of ecstasy? That's actually symptoms that happened on the level of bhava. So we might think, yeah, that's quite far away. It will not happen to me. For sure not during this japa time. Maybe in 10 years or 20 years, maybe some little something will come. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows here that it should be our inquiry. We should inquire for that. And Rupa Goswami mentioned in Nectar of Devotion that the five pachanga bhakti, like chanting the holy name, worshipping the deity, sadhu sangha, he said that just by those activities, even a neophyte can feel transcendental love of God, ecstatic love of God. That means, although we are in a low level, but we can, it's possible to reach those high level of Krishna consciousness for a little while. It's not that we can just go there and stay there in our level. But it's good that we have faith that this can happen and that we are actually praying for that. That we are actually longing that this could happen to you. And what happened? If those symptoms come in our heart, it has such a powerful cleaning effect. Such a powerful purificatory effect. That really make a big work on the heart. So it's very, very nice in that verse to meditate on that, to develop this longing, this eagerness. I would like that to happen to me. I would like to experience those symptoms of ecstasy. I would just like to end this small inspiration by giving a little idea how the Brajbasis feel eagerness for Krishna, so that we might get also a little bit of their eagerness just by hearing. And the first example is the cowboys. Sachinandana Swami was explaining in the morning, sometimes the cowboys go very early in Madhava Yasoda's home, and they go to knock and say, we want to meet Krishna, we want to meet Krishna. And Yasoda said, but it's still dark, it's much too early. Krishna is sleeping now. Go back to your home. And she turned them around and sent them back to their home. They are so eager to see Krishna. Now, when it's the factual time, their mothers are dressing Krishna. They are dressing the cowboys. And the cowboys, they feel so restless. Mother, mother, I have to go, I have to go. Why you want to put me the tilak? Why you want to give me the ornaments? Let me go, let me go. Krishna is waiting for me. Krishna is already with his friend. And I have to go now. Please stop, please stop. And mother say, Vatsa, Vatsa, cool down, calm, calm, calm. It's not yet forenoon. And we don't hear the cows yet. You have time. And I have just the last protective stone to tie around your wrist. If you go out without decoration, you will look like a beggar. Everyone will laugh at you. But the boy are just so eager that any small sound they hear, they are just looking down the road to see if Krishna is coming. And finally, when their mother allow them to go out of the house, they try to caress them, to be kind to them, but the boys feel that only to be entanglement, and they just want to run away to see Krishna. So I think that's a very, very beautiful example about the cowboy, how much eagerness they have to see Krishna. And the second example I would like to quote is the example of the ladies of Mathura. They had heard so much about Krishna and how attractive this boy was. So when Akrura went to Vrindavan to bring Krishna to Mathura, they knew tomorrow Krishna will come. So many of them were waiting on the rooftops to see when will Krishna arrive. And they had this eagerness to see him coming. And they had conch shell, they had flowers. And when they saw Krishna arriving, they just blew in their conch shell to alert all the women of Mathura to come. So when they heard the conch, they just became mad. They just had to drop whatever they were doing. Some they were dressing, but they just lost their mind, and they would put their clothes, the inner part outside. They would just mix in and out. They would put their anchor bells around their ears, and they would put their nose ring around their fingers. They would just lose all intelligence, everything they will lose. At that time, they would sometimes take bath, and before the bath, they will mix chickpea flour with butter and some turmeric, and that will be very good for the skin. So they would apply this paste on their body, and then after they will take water to clean the body from this paste. So some, they were covered with their paste. They just could not wait to finish their shower. They were just run on the rooftop like this. Some, they were feeding their children, they had to put the children down and go to take care, to see Krishna arriving. And when they were on the rooftops and they saw Krishna arriving, they could just stare at him. They could not look anywhere else. And they just had one desire: may Krishna look at me. I want Krishna to look at me. They just had that in mind. And when Krishna, knowing that desire, looked at them, he looked at them with a glance that was, they felt like he knows me since time immemorial. Although they never see Krishna, but Krishna smiled at them and sent them that glance that gave them that feeling that they had this relationship eternally with him. And some, when they saw Krishna, they took Krishna inside of their heart. And then they closed their eyes and tears were flowing down their eyes. And some other will tell, why, open your eyes, Krishna is there. But they will say, no, Krishna has entered through my eyes and come into my heart. Now I don't want to open my eyes anymore. I'm afraid Krishna will come out through my eyes again. And when Krishna passed, they just could not speak anymore. They just had lost their mind. They just could not think of anything else than Krishna. So this is two examples of this eagerness that the devotees have to have this connection with Krishna. In the first example, the mother were not allowing the boys to go out, and the boys were feeling restless. So when we chant japa, we don't have mothers that provide us to go to Krishna, but we have a mind that always takes us away from the holy name. So there we should have this eagerness like the boy. We should not accept the nice caressing effect of our mind thinking of this, thinking of that, but we feel, no, I want to meet Krishna, I want to have this symptom of ecstasy, I want the highest spiritual bliss, and focus on that. Radha Govinda Maharaj explained, he said, see the eagerness of those ladies of Mathura. How much eager are we to see Krishna? When the conch resounds and it's the time for deity greeting, how much are we eager to see Krishna? Sometimes we might be eating or speaking with devotees. We don't feel like running to go and see Krishna. And what's about the holy name? We are chanting the holy name and we know that Krishna is the holy name, that we can meet Krishna in the holy name. So how much eagerness is in our heart when we chant the holy name to also meet him there? So this inspiration is really like longing, like eagerness to meet with Krishna, and basically connected to the verse, to experience those high level of ecstasy, to have faith that this can also happen even in our stage if we really want it, if we feel we need it, that without that our spiritual life is not worth. Like Mahaprabhu said, my life has no meaning, no sense if I cannot experience that. So this is the inspiration for today. Today there is only one inspiration and there is no ending of the session, so whenever you feel going to Ratha Yatra, try also to think during Ratha Yatra of this eagerness, and try to connect it to the chanting for today.